Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mindset, and the title is Movement is Therapy. So, yesterday I was working out, and as I usually do, I was listening to my headphones, and typically I'll listen to an audiobook of either like a business development or a personal development type book, or I'll listen to a podcast. Whether that's like kind of like scripture based or whether it's like a business relation thing or just usually something that I can use that benefits me or has a lesson in it. And then sometimes when I want a little more mental relaxation and or stress relief, I'll actually just kind of listen to music. So just normal, whatever music that makes me feel good. So yesterday was one of those days where I was just mentally fatigued and I wanted to just have kind of time to quote unquote turn my mind off. And for me, that means just listening to music and kind of diving into my training. So I love working out. It is what I do for mental and emotional health. It's what I do for stress relief, all that stuff. So it's something I actually enjoy. And I enjoy creating ideas or creating exercises, trying new things. So I've been lifting for 20 years. I've been a personal trainer for 18 years. And you would think I'd be bored of this stuff, but I freaking love it. And every day I watch training videos, nutrition videos. Every day I try to experiment and do new workouts. So the idea of it is just to continue to learn and develop myself mentally and physically. And it helps me develop myself emotionally as well. And I figured, given the current situation the world is in, that it's going to be very important for us to maintain self-care routines. And that means in this podcast, we're going to discuss basically emotional and mental health self-care. And how you normally do self-care, if you do it at all, or even if you're aware that you do it or not, how you would normally have done that has undoubtedly had some kind of change to it, given the change to kind of all of life at this moment. So a lot of people working from home, a lot of people lost jobs, a lot of people just changes all over the place, everywhere. So we've done a podcast in the past, number 544, titled There Is No Normal, meaning that typically life is going through ups and downs and little swings here and there. So if people always say, like, I'll do this when things are normal, I'll do that when things are normal, don't wait for normal, it never comes. So typically life is just always evolving up and down, and those little kind of stagnant points between the ups and the downs is what we consider normal. But it's never been consistent in your entire life. So why do we expect it to be consistent at some magical time in the future when we'll take care of all of our goals and, you know, become our best selves? Is absolutely stupid that we think that, because there is no normal. So there is definitely a more normal than what is going on now. But as life changes, we have to learn to kind of find our self-care routine and be able to implement that regardless of what's going on around us, and learning how to implement it within what's actually happening around us. So you will always be presented with obstacles and changes and challenges, but finding a way to manage your emotions amid changes is extremely important. And it's important to find healthy ways to do so. So in podcast number 420, we've talked about the fast food of self-care. Meaning there are quick and easy things you can do that kind of help you fill the void today. But they are not things that typically allow us to feel less stressed tomorrow. So a lot of people, when they think of self-care, they think of what they're doing today to make themselves feel less stressed. It's typically just, what can I do today to get through today? They're not thinking about tomorrow. So they're just trying to, like we said, get through the day. But how are they going to build margin so they don't feel as stressed each day? So if what you're doing currently to make yourself feel better per day isn't allowing you to feel better tomorrow, then what you're doing is the fast food of self-care. You're not investing into your life. You're just kind of covering up and filling the void. So we don't want to do those things. We want to do the things that actually help us develop margin so we don't feel stressed overall over time. So as I kind of fill the void from day to day to day, nothing ever gets better. I always feel stressed, I always feel worried, I always feel worn out, and nothing seems to be different week by week, month by month. But If we pick healthier ways of self-care, we can build margin over time and feel less and less stressed as we go through our life, week by week, month by month. So one of the best ways to build margin, one of the best ways to take care of self-care, is physical movement. Not only does it improve your health, it also improves your mind. So one of the things that I love the most about physical movement is the development of skill. So skill development process. It keeps your mind busy at something. So idle hands are the devil's playground. Idle minds don't do well either. So if your mind is idle, you tend to have more anxious thoughts, more worry. You tend to have more free time in the depths of your brain, which for most people is not really the best thing. So what's deep down in there they might not want to like root around and play with. So being busy helps distract oneself from kind of negative thoughts. You can also, with skill development, you can see tangible progress. You can see that you are getting better. This gives you the belief that life itself can continue to get better. So as I develop, say, my ability to do a push-up, so I do like slow eccentric push-ups, I do, you know, some other type exercises here and there, and there's a billion of them, but if I try really hard and in 3 or 4 weeks, all of a sudden I can do a push-up, I feel better about myself. I feel kind of excited about what I've been able to achieve. I can see that things have gotten better. Therefore, I have the belief that in the future, things will continue to get better. So by investing into physical movement, by investing into some type of skill development, you can invest into your future. And this develops the positive mindset belief that life can improve. First of all, that life can be changed. That's a huge thing. And that it can be improved. So those are very important things. So when I think through myself, like my own life, and what physical movement has done for me, is one of the main reasons why I first started working out when I was younger is because I didn't like the way I looked. I was pudgy, had no muscle, I was like a skinny fat kid, didn't like anything about the way I looked, nothing. So I remember when I started working out every day, I was super highly motivated to make some changes, and overall, like over time, within like say, within like 2 or 3 years, I started developing a kind of a funny phrase to myself was that every day, if I continue to work out, if I continue to exercise, if I continue to invest into my physical self, every day is the sexiest I've ever been. So I've joked about this in past podcasts, but that gives you a ton of confidence. So today, this day, for those looking at YouTube, I apologize to say this because it makes you feel awkward right now, but this is the sexiest I've ever been. And there's tons of confidence in that. So knowing that I invested into my physical self today makes me feel more confident in my physical self. Yeah, there might be some things I still want to improve on, but I know that I've gotten better on other things, so I know those things will continue to improve as well. So knowing that today is the best I've ever looked gives me more confidence in myself. Okay? I also think about how I developed more confidence in my self-ability, my self-belief, in what I was capable of. So in the last 20 years, I've doubled my one rep maxes. So my total of like best squat, bench, and deadlift have doubled since I was 18 years old. I'm 36 now. I started lifting when I was 16. But I would kind of like 2 years in would be kind of a more real scenario of what my maxes would be. So anybody who just kind of starts, you can definitely improve from the first day you ever do them. But 2 years in was what my capabilities were at that time. So think about what you've been able to do in the first 2 years and then double that. So it was much past like the beginner gains. I've been able to double my one rep max totals and I've added 100 pounds of lean body mass to myself. So when I graduated high school at 18 years old, I was 165 pounds and chubby. Right now, I'm 270 some pounds, and I'm actually at a lower body fat percentage than what I was when I was 165 pounds. So I've added 100 pounds, and I'm actually leaner than I was 100 pounds ago. So to me, that's pretty damn extreme. So I've been able to get twice as strong as I was when I was 18, and I've been able to add 100 pounds, I've been able to add a small human being to my body. So that gives me tons and tons and tons of confidence in what I'm able to achieve. Then also it taught me patience and perseverance. So I've learned how to kind of break big stresses down into step-by-step actions. That's what I had to do in workouts. So I've talked about this in the past. I've done a workout before where I did 1,000 squats of 135 pounds. I've done a workout where I did 1,000 reps on a leg press at sets of like 20 to 50 at a time. So I've done big repetition workouts. And learning how to handle the stress of that emotionally and mentally was allowing me to build up those capabilities to handle big stresses in life emotionally and mentally. Then finally, the biggest benefit that physical movement has allowed me is emotional outlet. So the whole goal is to kind of like, you know, break stuff before I break people. So that kind of thing. So the more I push myself, the more I kind of let out anger and rage into the weights, that allows me to release my emotions rather than bottling them up. And it allows me to release them in healthier ways than just screaming at everybody around me, whenever really it's my interpretation or my emotions, it's my things to control rather than dumping onto everybody else. So what I found very often is that when I was like kind of worked up, whether it was stress or whether it was rage, if I worked out, things never seemed as bad after the workout as they did beforehand. It always allowed me to have kind of more mental clarity and allowed me to feel calmer in terms of inner energy, whether that was anxious energy or anger energy. So those are four things that movement has helped me develop in my life. Confidence in my looks, confidence in my self-ability, gave me patience and perseverance to break down big stresses, and it was an emotional outlet. So for all of those reasons, and many more I'm sure, movement is therapy. So if you are struggling with any of those, if you're struggling with confidence in the way you look, movement can help. If you're struggling with confidence in what you're able to do in life, your abilities, movement can help. If you're struggling with patience, with perseverance, if you're struggling with stress, with anxiety, if you're struggling with life, movement can help. So movement is therapy. Get out and move. Now, what if you can't get out? Then get up and move, okay? So move, move, move. Do something. It can be bodyweight squats in your living room. It can be going for a walk around the park. If you have a swimming pool or access to a swimming pool, go for a swim. Do anything, something, just move your body. It's amazing how much that helps, especially if you can get outside and do that a little bit. It helps to kind of just breathe Mother Nature, see some trees, you know, look, you feel the air and the wind blow across your skin. It doesn't really matter much what you do in regards to if it's not something you normally do. It will still develop emotional, mental clarity and health. It'll still develop some aspect of health, even if it's not like a strength-related thing or a muscle-building-related thing. You're still going to get some kind of physical health from it. Hell, even a 10-minute walk can help digestive health. So there's tons of benefits to just getting up and moving, regardless of what that movement is. So we have a podcast we did recently, number 559, titled At Home Workouts. And we actually discuss different ways that you can work out from home, even though you might be like stuck like at your house with like quarantines and whatever else the hell is going on in this crazy world, you're still always something to do. If you can get out and move around, there's tons of stuff to do outside. So because the world around you is crazy doesn't mean the world inside of you has to be crazy. You can do something to help calm nerves. You can do something to help fight fears. And what that something is movement. Movement is therapy. Okay? So I encourage you to get up and move. Do something. It doesn't even matter what the hell it is. Just go for a walk. Whatever the easiest thing is to get started with, just start. Get moving. Start, start, start. Worry about the details later. Just get the ball rolling. Okay? Now, in podcast 559, we discuss different ways to structure at-home workouts, and we make an offer to write at-home workouts for you for a discounted cost. We also make an offer for a nutrition programming at a discounted cost. Because of the craziness in the world, we want to make sure people can still control their health, so we want to be able to help as much as we can. So to those who would like to help, please reach out to us or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll help you with training ideas. We'll help you with nutrition questions. Anything that you might feel is holding you back from living a healthier life, whether that's physical health, emotional health, mental health, anything, whatever you might need, let us know. So I've been doing this for 18 years. I've had over 2,000 clients. I taught at the university level for 7 years, had well over 500 students. I've talked to a lot of people, okay? And whatever you're facing is probably similar to someone else's, if not exactly the same as somebody else's struggle that we've already worked with before. So please reach out to us. We're always, always here and happy to help, okay? So thank you for listening, and whatever you're struggling with emotionally and mentally in your life, just get up and move. You'll be amazed how much that'll really help. Put on some good music if you want. That always helps me too. Okay, so just do something that kind of brightens your mood and gets the blood flowing. Cool. Okay, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. The more people we help, the happier the world will be. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us in our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.